Well, every year there's a National Fallen Firefighter Memorial at the U.S. Fire Administration's National Fire Academy in Emmitsburg, Maryland. And it's always the Sunday that begins National Fire Prevention Week. We always have a local one on the Monday before that to pay tribute and honor the firefighters from Texas that lost their lives in the line of duty in the previous calendar year. So this year we're honoring six firefighters from Texas who died in the line of duty in 2012. One of those was a local volunteer firefighter, Richard Dick Daines, who was a volunteer with Precinct 3 Volunteer Fire Department. So it really has a little more special meaning this year since it's one of our local people involved. The one next year will even be more emotional because we'll recognize our brothers from the Bryan Fire Department, Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace, that died at the Knights of Columbus fire in 2013.
Okay, and the special memorial, when and where is it, please?
Our Fallen Firefighters Memorial Ceremony will be at our Fire Station 6 at 610 University Drive East at noon on this coming Monday. The public is invited. It's a relatively short ceremony, take about 20 minutes or so. Afterwards, we'll have some refreshments and people have a chance to visit, see the station, and we'll get them back to work.
All right. Do you have any notes such as better places to park or anything like that?
Definitely. I'm glad you brought that up. There is limited parking at Station 6, but across University Drive, there's two places with available parking, the Chimney Hill Center and the old grocery store location. We will have some PD officers there to help us with traffic and help getting people across the street. Now, across from Tarot, where the Golden Corral is, there may be some parking, but we request if people are going to park over there, they kind of park on the south end, kind of away from Golden Corral since it's lunchtime. We don't want to block up their lunchtime parking.
Okay, and one last question. Mm-hmm. If you had the chance to talk to these fallen heroes, what would you like to say to them?
Well, we honor their perseverance and their dedication, the need in them to do good things for people, whether they know them or not. A significant percentage of our fallen fires every year are volunteer firefighters, and they probably sacrifice more family time as volunteers than we do as career firefighters. So not only do we honor the those that died in the line of duty, we also honor their families for the support that they give to the firefighters that like to go out and try to help people when they're having their worst day.
All right. Thank you so much.